Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome to The Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr, and it's a true joy to be here today. A true pleasure. Thank you so much for joining me for information that inspires positive growth and change, for finding your bigger why. I am interviewing a wonderful friend of mine today. His name is Martin Root, and he asks us, what if three questions can change the world? Would be so wonderful if we could really change so much of what's going on in our world with you know, hunger and disease and pollution and poverty and illnesses, all sorts of things. What if it was just as easy as three questions that could really make this earth that we live on heaven? He wrote a book called that, Project Heaven on Earth, Three Simple Questions That Will Help You Change the World. Welcome to the show, Martin. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you, Lisa. Pleasure.
So do you mean to help you change the world or help you change your world?
I mean both. Because it starts, obviously, with you and your perception of what you can and can't do in the world. I think it might be useful for your audience if I gave a little context here.
Yes, for
sure. Of how I got to this. Yeah. So I'm a management consultant, and I've worked with large companies like Mary and Merrill Dow and Southern California Edison in your neck of the woods, Apple Computer. I've spoken at the Harvard Business School four times. And so my background is results and pretty, you know, straight results. And about 10, 15 years ago, I was beginning to think, I'm not happy with the results that are going on in the world. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of what you just mentioned in the intro, that I'm not happy with. What can I do about that? And this thought popped into my head, oh, what about heaven on earth? And, I mean, my first thought was, oh, my God, you can't say that. And then I thought, why not? We can talk about hell on earth, can't we? That's easy to talk about. Why don't we talk about the dream we have for the kind of world we want, whether it's personal, national, global? And why don't we begin talking about that and engaging with that? Not that I'm going to tell you what heaven on earth is, but rather I'm going to help you discover what it is for you and get into action simply toward making that real. And so that's the context that all of this fits into.
To provide a space for us to look at what's right in the world rather than what's wrong?
That's part of it, for sure. But I also want to look at what's wrong in the world, because I think part of creating heaven on earth is looking at what's wrong and making the hells on earth into the heavens on earth. So you talked in the introduction about the three questions. What I'd love to do, and we didn't set this up, but I'd love to ask you the three questions and have you and your audience answer them.
Great. Yes, that would be fantastic. Of course. Always open.
I know. Question one. And while I'm asking this, I'm going to ask it very slowly, so I'd like the listeners to answer the question as well. Recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. Recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth. What was going on?
So many of them. I would really say it's hearing the laughter of my daughter. It really, truly always is for me, hearing her laughter. That's heaven on earth. It resonates to like a frequency of the angels for me.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Second question. Imagine you have a magic wand. And with it, you can have heaven on earth. All right, so just put that magic wand in your hand or in your mind's eye. And with that magic wand, you can have heaven on earth. What's heaven on earth?
I see a place where everyone is connected to a bigger why, as to why we're here and why we want to heal this earth and why we want to have wonderful relationships. And that big why connects us all in the kind of the fabric of the consciousness of earth.
Very clear. Mm-hmm. Third question. What simple, easy, concrete step or steps will you take in the next 24 hours to make that real? What simple, easy, concrete step will you take in the next 24 hours to make that real?
I take those steps every day. I broadcast about things that open up people to different levels of awareness to enable them to find their bigger why. And I find it my mission in life to provide that for as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So I every day doing the radio show and then getting it to a bigger platform and a bigger platform so more and more people and humanity can continue to move forward.
Very clear. Let me go through the... Thank you. I mean, you know, you answered so beautifully, so heartfelt. So let me go through the questions one by one and just comment on them. So the first question is, recall a time when you experienced heaven on earth, what was going on. And what you instantly went to, Lisa, is the laughter of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
What you did not do, and what no one does, is say, what do you mean by heaven on earth?
No.
Nobody ever says that.
No one
which
does
astounded
that, huh?
Me.
Huh.
No.
Huh. I love that. I really
love that. Me too. And here's what's interesting to me. In order for you to answer the question, you must have what I call inside of you an already knowing about what heaven on earth is. And you scan your life and go, oh, the laughter of my daughter connects me with the angels. Second question. Here's the magic wand. The reason for the magic wand is to remove the necessity of having to know how you're going to do it. And if you don't have to know how, then you can just go purely into the what. And you went right to it. Connected to the bigger why, which connects us all.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a room of 100, 200 people all answering, what's heaven on earth for me? It's stunning to me.
It's oh, yeah.
People
it's gotta
know...
Be.
Sorry?
It's got to be, yeah.
It is. People know what heaven on earth, they know. So what this work is designed to do is to bring that into conscious awareness. And then the third question, what simple, easy, concrete step will you take? There's two answers to that. One is something new that you've never done before, and or something that you're already doing, in your case, the broadcasting on the radio show to larger and larger audiences. So if you're already doing it, what I would ask you to do is, would you be willing to have your broadcast be part of your contribution to heaven on earth?
And is it your, yes, I mean, definitely. Would it be truly a better place if everyone could live this way? But how realistic is that? Martin, I'm being the realist.
What, here, no, this is, a, I mean, part of the how realistic it is it, is a skepticism, is a number of underlying what I call misbeliefs. Namely, we've never had heaven on earth, and therefore we can never have it. But we know from past, you know, we never had nanotechnology, we never had airplanes, we never had polio vaccines. If they're impossible, impossible. Well, I'm wanting to touch into that very deep place in you that knows what you want. Let me put it this way. If when you walked out of the studio today, there was somebody standing there with a silver platter, and on it was this little glass with a liquid, just making this up, a glass with a liquid, and you drank it, and suddenly everybody in the world was connected to something bigger, I think you'd take it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the notion of it being unrealistic or it can't happen, that's part of what happens when we look at a larger vision. You know, I said earlier that my consulting practice a lot of it has been around creating a vision for a company. And when you really go out on a vision, the negative belief, it can't be done, we've never done this before, we don't know how to do that, all that stuff comes up. And if we stop there, then we stop at the impossibility of it, which I don't think adds to anyone or to our humanity. We've got a lot of problems in the world, and I think we need to start addressing them.
Oh,
in
yeah.
A new way.
A long time ago.
A long time. Well, this is my contribution to, and the contribution of many others, today.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's now, it's interesting because as you're talking about that, I'm thinking about, well, what about bills that need to pay or debt that you need to pay back or this, that, other thing? But when you really chunk it up, it makes those things seem so small, yet, Martin, they still exist.
I'm not denying that they exist. Let me give you some examples of what people have done that is so simple. I did a workshop in Hawaii, and there was a woman there, Susan Alima Fryer, who grows microgreens and teaches people how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Well, Martin, what can I do? I just make microgreens. I mean, I can't make any difference in the world." And I said, "What's heaven on earth for you?" And she told me, in essence, it was going back to creating the Garden of Eden again, in her own words. And what she did was she then just embedded what heaven on earth is at the end of every email that she sends out.
Hmm.
It didn't cost her anything. Hmm. She did it.
She just put her vision at the end of the email.
At every one.
Nice.
Plus, let me give you another one that just blew me away.
Oh, okay.
I was doing another online webinar. A woman was talking about the sufferings in the world. And a woman was talking about violence in her county against women. She'd been to the police. She'd been to the government. Nothing, nothing, nothing. And she was, I mean, you could tell her frustration and her anger. And she said, "What would you do, Martin?" And I said, "Well, I don't know. Sue, you could donate $5,000. You could donate a penny." "Well, what difference would a penny make?" One of the other women on the call said, "What if everybody in your county donated a penny a day to help end violence against women?" Mm. Lisa, she started a program called Making Change, in which she handed out a little mason jar with a picture of a woman, half her face beaten up, bruised, half her face bright, alive, with light shining out of it. And she asked people just a penny a day or more, but a penny, a penny, a penny, a penny, a penny. They raised $2,500 in her county and the next county. This was in Canada. They took it to a group in the federal government called the Status of Women, who gave them $100,000 for each of the subsequent 3 years.
Wow.
And I have a ton of other stories like that of people who've done, and this is what's becoming more and more evident to me, Lisa, the word simple. You know, what simple action can you take? Not that it's going to cost you anything or be difficult, unless, of course, you want that. And so we've gone all the way from somebody adding heaven on earth definition to the end of their email, all the way up to a woman in Austria who decided to have Austria be a heaven on earth country. When she said that to me, I went, "What?
Wow.
Why? Why, Elizabeth?" And she said, "Because it's simple.
It's a matter of how you look at it."
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
I did an interview the other day, and the woman said at the end, "What's your simple?"
Yeah. That's a great question. What's your simple? It's all in the questions. But what about those that... Have you ever met anyone that does, you know, not believe this? It says, "No, this is not possible. There's too much devastation. We've gone too far the other way."
I do. And I just love them, and I say thank you, because the last thing I want to do is impose this on people. You know, the global visions have gotten a bad rap, communism, socialism, because they impose. Mm-hmm. This doesn't. The desire here is not to impose, it's to evoke. I say that you know what heaven on earth is, and what these three questions and what, you know, my book Project Heaven on Earth does is evoke what heaven on earth is for you, and give you, like, I'm also in the book giving you 8 different gateways that people can use to help discover what it is for them. So, no, we can't impose this. If you don't believe it's possible and you really want to argue for that, fine.
Well, I mean, that's great because you present it in a way where people can have it, but you're not forcing it on anyone. But everyone I know is probably very receptive because it gives us a chance to vision, to get out of the weeds, to create, to dream. There's so many different great things about these questions. Now, it's the name of the book is Project Heaven on Earth. What's the project?
Actually, I'm going to point something out to you, which you'll laugh at. There are two titles to the book. One is Project Heaven on Earth.
Oh.
The other is Project Heaven on Earth.
Oh, that's interesting. Spelled the same way.
It's spelled exactly the same way. So
cool.
One is the verb to project heaven on earth, like a state of being. So you discover what heaven on earth is and you project that into the world. And the other meaning is project, the noun, that you and I are working on this project to get this done.
Oh, I wonder how many people have read Project and how many have read Project.
Not very many.
Oh, okay. But that's really interesting.
But then you can't forget it, right?
No, it's great. It's
no.
Wonderful. That you're so smart. You came up with that. So, but I know that you've taken this on as your life's work, and you really have embraced it, and you've done webinars about it and talks about it. And tell me, how can people get involved? It's almost like a movement with your passion leading it all. So beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Yes and no. You know, I think of today, this woman, Elizabeth in Austria, went to the... She's so outrageous. I'm so inspired by her. She went to the president of Austria to deliver one of my books. Amazing. What I'm saying is, it's not about, yes, I created and I'm leading it, but it's about your leadership as well. It's about our leadership here. It's us co-creating heaven on earth. And unleashing that, Lisa, because I've done so many workshops and talks, and the three questions, people know what heaven on earth is. And here's the bigger picture. Imagine more and more people discovering and contributing to heaven on earth. What we're doing fundamentally is changing the story of what it means to be a human and what it means to be humanity. When when this came to me so many years ago, I heard that phrase in my head, you mean heaven on earth? And, you know, then I said, no, you can't do that. And then I said, yes, you can. And that was the moment I began. And I remember years ago people said, oh, you can't do this. This is nuts. People will think you're crazy. Well, if people go on my website now, Project Heaven on Earth, and look under stories, there are 63 examples from all over the world of people who are doing incredible things as their contribution clearly to heaven on earth. It is growing. It is not, as somebody said to me the other day, it's not no longer a good idea, Martin. It's now imperative.
Yes. I think that we need a new story. We do need a new story.
Let me talk to that. Mm-hmm. 5 or 10 years mm-hmm. ago, because you're doing all these radio shows over and over, we heard a lot of people say, the current story isn't working. The current story isn't working. We need a new story. We need a new story. But nobody named the new story. And so
True.
We stopped hearing that language. And so I'm saying, look, here's my contribution to the naming of the new story, heaven on earth. Are you in?
Yes. This is when you get specifics. And I think we're in a time now where you cannot have an airy-fairy story any longer. You have to have specifics because there are also so many distractions in the world that we can have this interview and everything can feel great and we'll be happy. And then you get pulled back into life. You get in the car and you get pulled by traffic and then you're late and then you got to do this errand and that, and then you don't have the money for it. And then it just like, it goes downhill. So when you hit those little minor annoyances in life, it's better to keep focused on this conversation and just try it. Couldn't hurt. Just try it. See how it changes your perspective, changes your day. And can you share with us any of the stories? I know you did at the beginning, but...
I'll give you a real estate example. was talking to a woman, Brenda McKenzie, real estate agent, about sufferings in the world, and she said, I'll tell you one, homelessness. And it was, she went white. You could just see that this was really bugging her. I said, all right, what's heaven on earth for homelessness? And she said, clearly a home for everyone. But, you know, I'm in a relationship, Martin. I'm a real estate agent. I work 87 hours a day, blah, blah, blah. I said, fine, Brenda, stop, stop. What are you going to do? Little light bulb goes on. She goes back to her agency, 10 agents, sits them down, says, we're going to create a home for everyone easily. Here's how. When you sell a home or a business, I'm asking you to agree right now to take $100 off your commission and throw it into a pot. They all said yes. They have created a program called A Home for Everyone. They've raised, last time I spoke to her about a year ago, $140,000. They do a contest every year in which individuals or groups submit a proposal for what they're going to do to end homelessness. And the jury is the 10 agents plus one. Each one gets to pick one of their clients. Those 20 people decide. Again, simple, simple. What's your simple? What's your simple? What's
that
your simple?
That is pretty simple. That's very simple. And then you come up with great ideas, and it's all community and grassroots driven. And that's a great idea. It's very doable. Yes.
I had a police officer wrote a 16-page manual called Heaven on Earth for Law Enforcement.
What did that look like? Wow.
It's on the website. That's Project Heaven on Earth. You can download it for free. It's
amazing.
Think of it like a piece of software. You go into a store, you buy a piece of software, you take it home, you stick it in your computer, up pops this new program. And what the program says is, here are new possibilities, new opportunities that were never available to you before. Then it stops, and it says, but I now need your Lisa content to make this work. That's what Heaven on Earth is metaphorically. Mm-hmm. It's a piece of software that says, okay, we can now have Heaven on Earth. We need your unique contribution, the thing that only you can contribute. It has to be simple, has to be easy for you to do. What's that?
Well, also one of the things that that program asks is we need your permission. And it's really getting the buy-in of the person to have that permission to say yes to something like this. And is there a community of people that are involved that you can tap into if you don't know how to start your own thing, Martin?
Yep. If you, on the website, Project Heaven on Earth, there is a free 7-day course. And you'll get a daily reminder, a daily little lesson, at the end of which you'll be asked, if you choose, to join a free Facebook community called We Heaven Makers with people from all over the world.
Nice. So you can really have a community of people. I think that that's a really strong point, is having community around this, because if you start to see little things that people are doing, then you can start to get inspired and maybe do it with your own community or your child's community or whatever.
Exactly.
School community is what I meant.
And in that course and in the book, there are a number of different gateways. There's internal gateways. There's relationship gateways. There's ending a suffering. There's making your nation work, like Elizabeth. So I want to give you a ton of different gateways, knowing that one of them will trigger something in you, and that'll be yours. So I want you to walk away from the book going, okay, I get it. Heaven on Earth is possible. And here's what I'm doing to make it real.
Have you brought this into your corporate work where you train corporations and so forth? How's that gone?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. Because the book is just out, and what I'm doing is just doing a ton of media to get this out in the world. No, I do have a consultant in Sweden, who took the three questions, and she was looking for something for business, and she's now added another question, which is, again, using the same magic wand, what's heaven on earth for your business?
I think that would be a great question for businesses.
You remember Ray Blanchard?
Mm-hmm.
He did that with his board of directors, and he said they were all crying when they realized what the game was that they were up to,
mm-hmm.
and how to take it to the next level.
It would take some pre-context, or else everyone would say, I would like $1 million.
Well, no, that's a good question, because sometimes they're very I need $1 million. Or I remember a guy from Ukraine saying, press freedom.
So press freedom.
Freedom of newspapers,
yes.
Freedom to, yeah.
Yes.
Because it's not there. So it depends where people are in their lives. It could be, as we said, the microgreen woman with the email, all the way up to the country. You'll know. By reading this book, you'll know what it is for you.
Mm. And I like all the exercises and the stories and the way people can do it. Now, I noticed that it's a workbook, so you can really interactively work with this as well, right?
Let me tell you why. As I was writing the book, I wanted to just write a book. And then I thought, I can't do that because I want to engage you. And so it has to be a workbook. It has to be a journey with questions, with exercises, with examples, with quotes to inspire you, to clarify for you, to help you discover. So it's a journey that this takes you on to end up with, aha, this is my project. This is what I'm going to do.
I love that idea. I'd love to see this as a school curriculum type of thing, because it really has a lot of great exercises in it and ways to truly impact the world. If you're a teacher and you're listening, check this out, Project Heaven on Earth, or a mom or a homeschooler or whatever. You can take this curriculum to a whole nother level. Oh, I love it. I love it.
I love that idea. Well, in the back of the book, I don't know if you've gotten that far, there's an appendix about I created this design for a 4-year college degree on Heaven on Earth, some of the courses that I would see necessary for that to hopefully spur somebody on. But yes, kindergarten. Mm-hmm. I've had young teachers in young grades ask the question. They'd ask like one question a week with parental permission. So very slowly to just let it sink in. And children get it very quickly.
Right, and you could draw it, and it would, yeah.
Yes, you could draw it, absolutely. You could sing it, you could dance it.
Absolutely. Well, that's really wonderful. I mean, I would love to see it as a curriculum, and I know there's a lot of positive education facilities that would adopt something like, there's actually a whole positive education summit that I just saw the other day. I'll have to connect you with that. So, really neat. I mean, thank you so much for this. And again, it's called Project Heaven on Earth. And there are many different ways that you can play with this material. It's not a beginning, middle, and end. It's an ongoing, evolving process. You can start small. You can stay small. You can take it to any. And there's a lot of great examples of people who have. So, know that this is within your reach. It doesn't cost anything. It is something that's your contribution, I see, to the planet. I know you're also a magician, and you have, literally, you have done such great magic with my daughter. And so I would hope that you can use your magic to help people find heaven on earth. Martin, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. And I will see you very soon.
Yes, you will.
All right.
Thanks, Lee.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, that was Martin Root, and the name of his book is Project Heaven on Earth, or Project Heaven on Earth. Three simple questions that will help you change the world easily. All right, I am Lisa Garr. You're listening to The Aware Show, and we will be right back.